Okay. I see what you're doing here, Fig. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I'm Reginald Atatula alongside Luke Morrow in for the OG John Lopez today. Obviously, as I mentioned, Figgy Fig on the ones and twos, as he always is. Hope your Wednesday is going pretty well. Your Thursday, I hope that it will go really well as well, as we will be on the air, myself and Ron Hughley, for 12 hours straight, 6A to 6P, not just to hear ourselves talk, but to try and raise money for a very important cause, the Houston Food Bank, who is, you know, obviously serving over a million people in the area, and they're doing so with less money this year than ever before. And so what we can do as a Sports Radio 610 family is to come together and try and get some money for them folks. So tune in to the
I'm
Reggie
excited
Ron.
About this, man.
I am as well.
I think I'm more, I might be, I ain't going to say more excited because obviously I'm more excited about raising this money. But I'm excited to hear you and Ron do a show together, man.
It'll be interesting. But it won't just be us. A lot of your Sports Radio 610 personalities jumping in with us. Luke, you're going to be hopping in with us right about this time, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right what, 12 noon? To 2? Yeah. That's the plan. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It really is a great cause. I've been involved with Radiothons in the past, just kind of involved, just kind of like tomorrow, where I'll just be hanging out. And I'm always appreciative to be able to be involved because I think it's a really great thing and a cool thing that you guys are doing tomorrow. So
I mean, it's not us doing it. It's the Sports Radio 610 community. It's really everyone doing it. So if y'all could pitch in, we could, you know, lift up our community in that way. All right. I did want to circle back around to this, though, because the Steelers made a trade, and did you also, like, when you first see it, think about it in the way that myself and Chris did, where we were just like, huh, that's interesting. We don't often see like player for player trades in this particular way, especially of this caliber. We didn't acknowledge it immediately in that, but that's three all pros that are kind of going in that trade. That was really interesting. But Jalen Ramsey. I kept wanting to say Micah Fitzpatrick, who is coming back to Miami in that trade. But those three guys are traded in that. But the Jonnu Smith portion of it caught your attention for a reason, didn't it?
Yeah, because the Steelers, you know, they're going to try to go with like a double tight end thing now. And you, when they look at that division and who they're trying to catch up to with the Ravens, most likely, and you have Mark Andrews there. And it just brought me back to, you guys might have talked about it on
Isaiah
the show.
Isaiah Likely disrespect.
Oh, that's true. I forgot my guy, Isaiah Likely. Yeah, double tight ends there. Two talented tight ends. Steelers trying to duplicate it. And it just brought me back to the comments that maybe you guys had discussed at the time, but George Kittle about a week or two ago, just talking about the importance of the tight end position. And if you go back and you look at recent Super Bowl winners of the past, whatever, say 10, 15 years, they all typically have a really good tight end. Obviously, Gronk, and they tried for a period there with Gronk and Aaron Hernandez in New England with success until the off-the-field stuff. And then you have, obviously, Kelce, and you have Kittle himself in San Francisco, and even Dallas Goddard's pretty solid. And it did get me thinking of, you know, maybe the undervaluing or underrating of the tight end position these days and how these guys, like Kellen Winslow was a freak back in the day, but these guys, especially now, these the body types and the tough matchup they provide and the versatility and all this sort of stuff. And it just got me thinking of the importance of the tight end position. You look at some of the best teams, the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Bills are the teams you're looking up at in the AFC, and they all are good at the tight end position. In the NFC, even Dallas Goddard and LaPorta in Detroit. And look, the Vikings didn't do much in the playoffs last year, but they won a bunch of games, and they invested in TJ Hockenson. Mm-hmm. And so all of this is to say that it just got me thinking, for all the talk for the Texans of the wide receivers they brought in and the running back room they've developed, are we still undervaluing that tight end position? I know a lot was made last year about Dalton Schultz not being good enough and the hope that these guys are going to improve and Nick Caley's tight end background. But just when you look at the top teams in the NFL, they're all really good at the tight end position. Are the Texans there despite all the other weapons they have?
I think it's a great question. It's one that we've kind of pondered on in some ways, but I don't know that we got to it explicitly in this when you talk about this as prerequisite to Super Bowl contention. And I think the reason why is, we know that the leagues kind of operate in cycles, like many things. Fashion operates in cycles. You know, big pants are out, and then they're, you know, skinnier in, and then we go back big again, right? These things operate in cycles, and similarly, football. And we could think about reasons why, right? Big bruising running teams are big bruising. We get big bruising defensive players in order to try and physically handle that. Offense zigs in order to get that. They get smaller, faster players, which I think we've largely been in recently. So defenses end up in smaller, faster players, smaller, faster packages where, you know, nickel is kind of your base package now as opposed to like your base 3-4 or 4-3 like it had previously been. And now you have more smaller guys on the field And I think that that's where you get the mismatch of why the tight ends matter even more so now.
Yeah.
Because there is a significant built-in mismatch of having a guy who is, you know, anywhere near offensive lineman size, but also operates like a wide receiver and gets downfield and is usually matching up against either a guy who is slower than him in like a linebacker or maybe a bigger safety, or smaller than him in a smaller safety or a cornerback. And so that mismatch situation is usually nice. And I think that's where team like Kittle and, you know, various guys that you mentioned are able to get an advantage. I think the question ultimately we're asking is, are you getting that advantage with the Texans? And I mean, if we're just going off of what we've seen last year and trying to, you know, just use that and push that on to this year, the answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
The answer would flat out be no. Even as like, even if we take away the blocking, which I know with Dalton Schultz was problematic, I think I could argue that some of that was the positions that he's put in and not understanding who his personnel was. Bobby Slowick, Cade Stover was still young and developing. I think that even with that, you know, Dalton Schultz as a receiver was not good enough for what we're talking about here. However, I do think that there is room to be maximized within that when it comes to Dalton Schultz, but maybe more so with Cade Stover, a guy who was developing. And it did not feel like Cade Stover got as much opportunity as a pass catcher, where if you're looking for a guy who's a little more all-encompassing, that can give you the blocking but then also give you the route running and give you the ability to be a pass catcher, I imagine Cade Stover fits that a little better, and he might be the best chance to get into that place if you see the progression in his, I guess, opportunities, talk less of his ability to get out in routes and get the ball and try and maybe make some hay with the mismatches that we're talking about.
And do you think that they have the capability to not only be better than what we got last year, but to, I'm not saying Dalton Schultz has to turn into Travis Kelce or George Kittle.
I'm glad you're not.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd be hard pressed to give you an answer after that.
I'm not that delusional. But do you think that simply by bringing in, say, a Nick Caley with a tight end background, or by changing the offense a little bit, can they get to a point at that tight end position? Can they hit a ceiling high enough where you can compete with those other, you know, top offenses or the other top teams in the AFC that seem to have these really good tight end rooms?
I think so, because what have we been talking about all this time is just like changing the offense and changing the situation of it, particularly with getting better protection, gives you an opportunity to do much more, get way further, whether it's just distributing the ball to your guys, being able to get this out there. But I keep leaning on one of the things that Nick Caley has preached about what his tenure is going to be. One of the few things that we've gotten that we can absolutely hold on to is the idea that it seems like a basic core tenet of what he does is, you know, having his players understand the, you know, the intent of the play and making sure that he puts guys in the best chance for them to succeed, basically tailors what they're going to do to their strengths.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that is wildly important in any game, particularly in modern football. But I think also for these tight ends, right, like getting these guys into spaces where, you know, whatever talents that they have, especially if they're not going to be like the all around tight end that just makes everything easy. If they're going to be a guy that, hey, you might need to tailor exactly the ways in which you get them the football in order for them to be the most successful, go ahead and do that, right? Understand that Dalton Schultz is not a pass blocker, especially not an inline blocker. Maybe you could utilize him in certain situations to, you know, maybe like a crack block or, you know, maybe a particular wham or something where he is able to get his, you know, have a little bit of momentum moving forward and to do that. But if you have him in the right spaces and then you can get him into the seam in order to do something, get him into maybe like, you know, an out route underneath or like in a high low type situation to get him the football where he's able to utilize his hands and maybe not necessarily have to be as much of a yards after catch guy. I think that some of those instances, you put him in those circumstances to be able to succeed. And then also just if you have protection, you'll be able to get them the ball more. But I think that those are the places where you can make those guys more dangerous because they do have the size. I wouldn't necessarily say that they have a ton of speed, those guys that you're talking about in your current tight end room, but I guess that's where Brevin Jordan comes in. It would just be utilizing those guys, understanding what their strengths is, have them in at the right times to try and attack defenses in the ways that you should. I think that that gives you an opportunity to at least get the production of those elite type tight ends with the guys that you have.
I think the tight ends could be huge because obviously usually tight ends are like the safety valve for a quarterback, and I know Seth has talked about it before, but you can look at the difference in the numbers of when Stephon Diggs was on the field and when Diggs was off the field last year for Stroud, because you had that veteran wide receiver that you could trust in tough times. And when you look at this wide receiving group, obviously Nico Collins and then Christian Kirk's a veteran, but you know there's still questions about those rookie receivers behind them. So I think if you could have that connection with the tight end where you can trust them, especially when you're under duress, you know, that's when they can really bail you out and make big plays, as opposed to having to try to rely on a couple of rookies at times in big situations.
That's a great point. Like scramble drill type situations, hopefully not too much scramble drill, but in instances where you just need to find someone where it's not the play, it's not the design, it's just we see each other, we know each other, and we can make this play. Nico clearly has that connection, but you're right. There's not as much of that that you have guaranteed. But what's funny is CJ talks about Dalton Schultz like that's his dude. And it didn't seem like that showed up on the field. It'd be great if that connection, whatever it actually is, that seems to be all off the field, shows up stronger on the field. Because I think you're right. That would be a huge weapon just in having a guy that you know, me and you are on the same page and we can get the football to each other in moments where, you know, you might need to make a little something out of nothing, which, of course, as we know, is the thing that changes from a solid to good quarterback to just a great, maybe elite quarterback.
Yeah, and knock on wood, hopefully it's not an issue, but there might be plenty of times this year where Stroud's under duress, has to make something happen, and that's where a guy like Schultz can really come into play. So, yeah, it just put that in perspective to me with the Janu trade of like, oh, now the Steelers are going with this double tight end look and trying to catch up to the Ravens. You look around the league and you realize there's some good tight ends on these good teams, and just hoping the Texans can get good enough production at that position where it's not a, for lack of a better term, like a black hole of the offense.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including the Browns' new stadium. We're getting a little bit of ideas of what it looked like, and is there any way that the Texans might be taking some ideas on, I don't know, whether the renovations to NRG or possibly new stadium? We'll talk about that more next.